What's your name?
Oh, Krishna.
Oh, name. You have so many forms, so many beautiful shapes. So don't think that name is only a sound and he cannot give you anything. If you like to chant Hari name, oh, sometimes singing these songs, that will inspire you. Name is himself Krishna. Name is himself, oh, Radhika. He is Nandanandan, Jasodanandan. He is, oh, Kaliyamardhan, Kaliyamardhan, Kesi Nishudan, Kansa Nishudan. Oh, from beginning to all. Oh, name is all. He is Avatari. Even he is Ram. He is Kalki, Bara, Baman, Parshuram, Ram, all. Kalki, all he is. He is Avatari. He is this name. Not only a sound. No. Can you chant? You will see in several forms. So you should very best and quickly.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, by Sapta Goswami, seventh Goswami, by giving us these wonderful realizations of our previous Goswamis about the holy name of Krishna, that our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada gave a very beautiful analogy to show what Srila Gurudev is saying now, that Krishna's name is not just syllables, but his name actually has form. One of my godbrothers had called up our Srila Prabhupada on the phone, and they were speaking from 300 miles away, Prabhupada was relating. But although he was such a long distance away, Prabhupada said that his form traveled through the thin electrical wires from San Francisco to New York, and Prabhupada was speaking with him as though he were right there. So he said, if this is possible for a material personality, that he's present in his sound, what to speak of the spiritual personality of Krishna? The sound vibration is the subtlest form of Krishna, he said, and that form is the threefold bending form. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of Krishna's transcendental powers, shaktis, energies are present in his holy name. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is not praying to sound vibration. He's praying to Krishna himself, that you are the beloved of Srimati Radhika, that you increase the pleasure of all the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan, and that you chastise so many demons. He's actually speaking to Krishna in his form and Krishna in his leelas. Unlimited pastimes, unlimited forms, unlimited universes are all present in the very name of Krishna. And according to the completeness of Krishna himself, that is Brajendra Nandan Krishna is the most complete, and other names which are a little less complete have those powers of those incarnations and those pastimes. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is praying to Krishna directly, not to sound vibration. If we chant Nama Parad, then we're chanting simply syllables. We have no connection with the actual name. Atat Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Drayam Indriyaya Sevan Makehi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparat Yada. We cannot touch Krishna's name with our ear or with our tongue, but a person who's chanting Shudanam, actually the flow of unlimited pastimes and qualities and Krishna himself manifests in the heart of that devotee. So much so that that devotee is transferred into the very Leela of Krishna. So this is the situation of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He's serving in the Leela and praying to Krishna that let my attraction for you increase through the holy name at every moment, and let me become closer and closer to you through the holy name.
Very good. Thank you. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was high class of government officer. Like, we may call him judge-like. position. He was like district magistrate and judge. So, in very morning he used to go to court. At four he used to return. And then, doing his sandhya, ani, guru mantra and everything, he used to take prasadam at about 6 p.m. And then, doing something and he used to take rest. Rest only 1 hour, 2 hours. And after that he used to begin his first bhajan. How bhajan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. With tears. With what? Melted heart. And sometimes, making some poems like this at that time. And there are so many kinds. Lalsamayi, Swabhishtamayi, Dhanyamayi, Atmanivedanmayi. Sometimes, like this. Chanting and seeing that our name is Yashodananda. Name is Radha Nath. Rashbihari, Govinda, like Damodar, and praying, and then again Hare Krishna, in this way. Sometimes he used to read any slok, like in trance, and he used to explain in his Bengali poems. So all his poems like Saranagati, Lalsamayi and Danyamayi and all, and this song also. This is like a Samadhi language. He used to do all this. So like this. If you want to chant name, try to follow him. Whole life, sometimes he was so much object. He used to forget that who am I, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He used to be like Kamal Manjari and cooking something. Any devotee saying far away. And he used to do like this. As if Radha and Krishna are meeting together in his night pastime. And he used to start in singing. And poems like this. Sometimes he used to say that Krishna is here and he wanted to follow and to catch hold. But Krishna strictly going back and when he ran away to catch him and he disappeared. Then Chahuduke Sunna Dharatal. Sunna Dharatal Chahuduke Dekhi. Like this he used to be with us. And after that, at first, he used to write the judgments of cases. And then, taking some breakfast, again he used to go to court. When he did all these things, so many books, hundreds of books, and so many thousands and thousands of poems, anyone cannot even imagine. So he was Saptam Goswami. So how we say chant? Sometimes. Hare Krishna and then He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Santa Radha Santa Namaste. He Krishna, be pleased with us. Thankfully your mercy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. In this way. Then all your problems will go and your mind will be upset and chanting loudly with pathetic tone. So try to follow this perfect. Then you will see that you are all happy. And you can follow the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur. Don't be weak. Don't be nervous. Don't have any problem. Why to think anything? This is bhakti food. He will support and nourish. First, saranagati. That's it. Six limbs of saranagati. That's it. Then automatically all problems will come. But they never hear all these things and become puzzled and so much problems come here. No sleep and after some time they become bad. Totally. Ladies or male devotees. So they should hear all this. Very carefully. And follow this. Your mind is upset, oh, very pathetically and loudly, you should chant Krishna. Then automatically, it will return from anywhere. So these are the processes. Then we should come to father of all the processes. Who? Rupa Goswami is father of all processes. Try to follow him. Very deeply. Your doubts may go away, your problems may go away. So, Jnana Simirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chaturun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vansha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Devata Patitanam Pavanishya Vaishnavetyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthite Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itarale Krishnaya Krishna Vastaya Tadavastaya Namo Yam Praprajantam Anupetam Apeta Krishyam Dvaipanyano Virahakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmetaya Sarvo Bhinedo Tam Sarva Bhota Vidayam Munimana Tusmo Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Vijay Radhe Tavne Mama Charanam that I told yesterday in my class. He has written in his book the glorification of Guru Goswami. How he was near and dear to Sri Sachinandan Gaurai. There were so many near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many devotees. But they all had honor and so much so much favor and so much Gaurav Patra. He was Sabar Kripa Gaurav Patra. Kripa and Gaurav Patra. He was has he written? Swamiji?
Yes.
What? Oh, 128, 24.
Oh, yes, that's 1, 1, 2, 3.
Mahaprabhu Jata Vada Vada Bhakta Matra Rupa Sanatana Sabar Kripa Gaurav Patra Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami with the object of love and honor for all the great devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone coming from Vrindavan, Sri Sachinandan used to ask them, how my Rupa and Sanatan is there? Somewhere in Jagannath Puri with Mahaprabhu. And somewhere in Vrindavan, so Mahaprabhu had ordered that you should be in Vrindavan. by his order, see, Roop, Sanatan, Bhakta Raghunath, Das Raghunath, Srila Gopal Bhakta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and so many were there in Vrindavan. Hmm? So he is asking about them. Kaise rahe Roop Sanatan? Kaise rahe? Kaise bharag? Kaise bhojan?
If someone returned to his country after seeing Vrindavan, the associates to the Lord would ask
that you should know what is called bhajan. What we are doing, actually not bhajan. It may be some word, some blend. And sometimes not. Not some blend also. So we should try to follow. So, they used to tell what bhaktipun, all the devotees who are coming from Vrindavan, what they used to reply, aniket duhe, vane jata vrikhavan, ek ek vrikshatale, ek ek ratri shayan.
The brothers actually have no fixed residence.
All they had residence, very, very beautiful land. All facilities. All. If no bathroom, then we cannot be there. No facility other, no fan, no cold making machine.
Refrigerator.
But there,
telephone.
In their forest, they used to live under one tree today, another night, another tree, and thus no home, homeless they used to live. And what?
They reside beneath trees, one night under one tree.
Sukhruti chanai chibai bhog palhari.
Srila Roop and Sanatan Goswami beg a little.
Kantha chada bahirvas. Krishna kata krishnam nartan ullas.
They carry only water pots.
Or necklace.
Diamond
or silver. What?
Clay pot.
Only clay pot. That anyone cannot disturb. Then they always chari danda sayan nam sankirtan preme sehu nahi kono din.
They engage almost bhakti rasa shastra kare likhan chaitanya katha sune kare chaitanya chintan.
Sometimes mahasukhar chaitanya kripa jahe tahe ki bishmar chaitanya kripa rup likhiya chen apne rasamit sindhu granthe mangala charane. When the poor get to keep nothing, homeless always, kutisless. And they used to live, all six, like them. One night, one tree in their shelf. Mosquito net, or so much mosquito there. No need. How, why they used to do? That Krishna, with gopis and gopal, with gopal, sakha and gopi. He has played so many pastimes in each, under each tree, to remember this. They were renounced from beginning, nothing to be new, that I will be attached to this tree. Never. We can be attached. Anything. But they never. Only Krishna is there, Radhika is there. Or Swamini, who is Swamini? Or their master. And Krishna? Or the Pranak of Swamini. Nothing else there, that this is mine. So, 1138, 119, to remember the past time. Oh, you are not free. You are highest class of devotee. Please tell me, inspire me in my heart, that what pastimes was here, Krishna done, with gopis or sakhas. All the trees in Vrindavan, what they are? Jatkin chitrin gulmeki karmukham goste samastan hita sarvanand mukunda daitan lillan kulam shastre re muhur muhur nishtan chitan jantya brahma dera pishaspihan tato sarvam. All the trees, creepers, gold and all things, the heart, what they are?
coincidental. Oh, servant of Radha and Krishna conjugal. Even snakes, a scorpion, even lions, all are helpers, helping. Once Srimati Radhika has so much anger with Krishna, and she was returning to his home, and he had so much anger, ma. When she went some distance, a snake extended down his hood, like hood, force he did. And at once, oh, she was very
afraid.
And she returned back, and running quickly, and she came in the lap of Krishna.
Yeah.
So, this serpent is nothing, transcendental servant of Radha and Krishna. At that time Krishna wanted to break his anger, to satisfy. But he was not in a mood to be, to give sulky mood. But quickly, in a moment, she was sent. So all scorpions, all are like this. Servant of Krishna. So Brahma even, Shankar even, wants to be a gulma. Uddhav, you know, he wanted to be a blade of grass or grass in Vrindavan. That gopis will go to meet Krishna and that the thick dust of gopis, I will have chance to have in my day. So everything in Vrindavan life. You know in Bhandirbhat, once Nanda Baba taking Krishna, but Krishna taking him in his lap as baby Krishna. He will keep and I will do like this. So Krishna taking very dear son, very baby, and he came to Bhandirbhat. Oh, it was so much cloud seen. Oh,
in the sky.
In the sky. And some rains were coming. And cloudy day. And jungle forest very deep. So it was like a night. Krishna, Nanda Baba became some fearful. Oh, what should I do if clouds are coming down with so much water, rain? In the meantime, he saw Pati Dakara of Vishwanu Maharaj. He recognized and she came at once and she wanted to take Krishna in her lap. And Krishna gladly went. And Srimati Radhika taking Krishna and she disappeared and came to Bhandirbhat. And she became quite young. And Krishna also was very beautiful, young. And then Brahma came and he recited the mantra. And Lalita Vishakha all came, Jogmaya all came. And Gandharva Vivaha was done. Marriage was done. Oh, there. By the mantra and by the order of Brahma. And they exchanged their god language. And all satis began to sing the song of
marriage
ceremony. And so many pastimes were there. Krishna and Baldev with all goat-herd boys, when they used to go to cow herding, oh, they used to play so many kinds of plays there. Nana Pradhaka Vivid Bhojan Krida Kautuk to play or taking something and giving to each other, laughing himself and making laugh to others. And they used to play on the branches of the tree Bhandirbhat, who was miles and miles long, crossing Jamuna. And they used to play hide and seek and so many things. So, when he used to go to Bhandirbhat, he used to play, oh, pray to Krishna. Oh, tree? You are not tree. You are pure devotee of Krishna. Please tell, what are the pastimes of Krishna here? and they used to inspire. So each tree they used to be. Here in Western country is required. Never, isn't it?
There are only one clay pot to drink water. And anyone can distill them.
Okay?
Yes.
Can it? Because it has no value. Sometimes they used to keep something dry chapati, chilling water, and then it used to be smooth somewhat. And without salt or anything, they used to take it. Sometimes never, only. Whether in this room all kinds of facilities there, bathroom, Latin, everything is here or not. First this. They don't want to take prasadam so much. Oh, they will see this first facility. Then how they can be there? So that's all. So there are some facilities to take bath in India, especially near Vrindavan. And being with a high class of devotees. Without money, you cannot go from here to there. I cannot go. I am bound by these things. Your railway ticket, your car ticket, your aeroplane ticket, without money it cannot be done. And India, no need of all these things. On foot you can go here and there. You can bake something anywhere, any chapati, anything. So in India it's okay. So even devata, demigods, want to have a birth in India. Here we are bound by so many problems. Oh, there. So he is telling like this. He used to bake something, sometimes, for a devotee of Brahmin caste. Because their character is so high, no sin, nothing. So they sometimes used to take Madhukri from there. And sometimes nothing. Whole night life. They never feel any avasyakata. Nothing. Or the light. The light cannot go there. Electricity or anything. Even touch. If you have touched, they will cut your head and they will take it. So, they used to burn some leaves, dry leaves. And there, in their life, they used to write books. On talpatra. Talpatra, you know? Palm leaves. Sometimes in bhojapatra. After Jiva Goswami, some paper. Oh, well, thick and rough. Was discovered and it went to India. Then they began to write something. So, always non-sankirtan, doing there. And always remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, especially Rupa Goswami, he always used to remember with tears. And he has written himself in his Chaitanya, Sapir Sami Sindhu Mangala Charanam. Just Hridi Jasya Premaya Parvattato Aham Barako Api Barak Rupo Api Tasya Hare Padakamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. Always. Remembering the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First Mahaprabhu and then anything else. So doing always. Oh, this is the process of our bhajan. Aimat, like this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for 10 days in Prayag on the bank of Ganges and Jamuna, Triveni. And then he began to hotel to Rupa Goswami. Prabhu kahe sunaru, bhakti rasir lakhan, sutrupe kahitar vistar na jaya gana. I'm telling one drop of bhakti rasa, only one. And it will drown whole world in this one drop. It is paravar samudra, endless, deepless, so much deep. Oh, this ocean of rasa. Only I am telling you one drop. Imat Brahmanda Bhajyananda. And he began to. Oh, one question. Yasamati Nandana Prajaparana.
Yasamati Nandana Prajaparana Gara.
Advance, advance.